And now, a remembrance of a man who may not have organized or led the civil rights movement, but was one of its most dedicated foot soldiers.
My name's James Armstrong. I born April 27, 1923. That's what my mama told me.
Born in 1923, and yesterday James Armstrong died in Birmingham, Alabama. A year ago, he talked with NPR about his life, his work, and even his thoughts on death.
Dying ain't the worst thing a man can do. That's the way I've always thought. The worst thing a man can do is nothing.
And no one could accuse Mr. Armstrong of doing nothing.
You are ordered to disperse, go home, or go to your church. This march will not continue.
In March 1965, civil rights activists began a march from Selma to Montgomery, calling for voting rights. Armstrong, an Army veteran, carried the American flag.
Even as state troopers tear-gassed the crowd and beat marchers with billy clubs, James Armstrong carried that flag across Selma's Edmund Pettus Bridge. Witnesses say he fell to his knees, but never let the flag hit the ground.
And while he may be best known for that moment, he played many roles throughout the civil rights movement.
We fought for things that was discriminating, housing and everything, schools and whatever, lunch counters, jobs. I joined that crowd, went to jail out of the Greyhound bus station. My children went to jail. Everything in my house went to jail but my dog.
James Armstrong continued to be active in the Birmingham community throughout his life. He volunteered at the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, carried the American flag during anniversary marches, and ran a barbershop for 57 years.
How you doing?
I'm blessed. I just want to tell you, today's going to be a history-making day.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, more, yeah.
A history-making day is how Armstrong viewed November 4th, 2008, the date of Barack Obama's election. On that day, NPR's David Gilkey met him at his barbershop and photographed him as he went to the polls. You can see those photos at npr.org. They're on our blog, The Picture Show.
Armstrong preached the importance of voting until the end of his life.
If you want a voice, you want things to go be better, you have to vote. Because you can't complain about nothing if you don't vote.
And he said he was usually the first in line to cast his ballot on Election Day.
Sure enough, last year, James Armstrong was at the polls at 6:15 a.m. to vote for Barack Obama.
I said, now this would make you feel real good. I said, now that shows you what we can do that Dr. King told us before he died when he was talking about the promised land. I call him the promised land of Bonner. We will get to the promised land. We get together and stay together.
James Armstrong. He died yesterday in Birmingham, Alabama, from heart failure. He was 86 years old.